On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Ghost, the musical, is at the Hippodrome Theater through Sunday, and our theater critic, Jaylen Russick, is here to tell us all about it. How are you doing, Judy?
Fine, Tom.
So Ghost, the musical, is based on that great movie from 1990.
Oh,
Patrick
yes.
Swayze and Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg. Now, a lot of movies, of course, are turned into musicals these days. Does it make sense to turn this one into a musical?
Well, the first question I always ask in these cases, Tom, is does it sing? And I watched the movie again before I went to the show, and there really are lots of reasons to sing in Ghost. The script and some of the lyrics are by Bruce Joel Rubin, who wrote the screenplay, won an Oscar for it. The plot is the same. It's about a young couple, Sam and Molly, who are very much in love. They have their whole lives ahead of them. And then a slight spoiler alert, because this comes very early on and it sets up the plot. I don't think I'm giving too much away. Sam is killed early on in what appears to be a mugging, and he spends the whole movie, his ghost spends the whole movie, trying to connect with Molly and warn her that she's in danger. So you have romance and you have death, situations where emotions run high, and that's when actors traditionally break into song in musicals. The songs are by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics and Glenn Ballard, and frankly, the charged emotions crop up in the very first song.
That's music from the Broadway cast album of Ghost. Ghost, of course, is a movie about, well, ghosts, you know, and the supernatural, that sort of thing. That sounds like it would involve a lot of special effects. I actually talked to Glenn Ballard, one of the composers for our show, in the Bromo, and that's the thing that he likes the most about this, the special effects. How do these effects work on stage?
Well, in the movie, you remember Sam goes through doors and he goes through walls. He actually can move through people. And he learns how to move objects. And the stage show, which originated in England, directed by the great stage director Matthew Warchus, includes a credit for illusions, basically for magic, by a man named Paul Cave. The show also does a lot, really too much, in my opinion, with lighting and projections. There's a song called More, and it has the lyric more and more and more, and I kept thinking, oh gosh, there are more and more and more projections. In fact, at the end of that number, the word more is projected over and over and over again on the screen.
Yeah, as if to put a little exclamation point
on
the point.
Yeah, in case you didn't get it. There are a lot of the other ghosts besides Sam are sort of done up, in my opinion, kind of like bad Jacob Marleys or zombies or maybe the ancestor ghosts in the Addams Family. And what they do often is that they shine these lights like strobes and rock music lights right in the audience's eyes. So you can get away with a lot when you do this. I feel like it's trying too hard to be the movie on stage. And frankly, Tom, the best effect, I think, is a very simple human one, no tricks. The character of Molly, as you may remember, is a potter. And in the stage show, she makes a pot on the potter's wheel on stage. And you sit there saying, wow,
yeah.
Did she really do that?
It's a real pot.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the movie starred, you know, Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore. And I, of course, and a lot of people also remember Whoopi Goldberg very much from that movie. These are three iconic roles.
Definitely.
And I would imagine, like all musicals that are made for movies, you know, you've got tough acts to follow. But in this case, this movie in particular, just that's a tough act to follow. So how do they do?
It's a really tough act to follow. And this is a non-equity company, non-union. They're young actors. The actress who plays Molly is named Katie Postotnick. She has a nice pop voice, and she does make you care about the character. Sam is played by a young man named Stephen Grant Douglas. It's his first national tour. His voice is a little thin, especially in the higher register. I didn't feel a lot of chemistry between these two. But the standout is your Whoopi Goldberg character. It's an actress named Carla R. Stewart, and she plays that medium character, Oda Mae Brown. The number when she unexpectedly comes into very big money is a hoot, and so is her first number with her two attendants / backup singers.
We're here hearing this Broadway cast album of Ghost, and I've heard you say that when a musical is adapted from a previous source, it needs to change or improve its source in some way. I guess, you know, otherwise why bother?
Exactly.
So, you know, does Ghost the musical do that?
Well, not really. It includes songs, of course, and I'm afraid most of those don't heighten the story. And there are dance numbers that, frankly, really detract, I think. The songs are okay. I played you the strongest one at the start of this review. They're pop songs. They have very generic lyrics. I see it in your eyes. I know it's in your heart. Unchained Melody, which was sort of the theme song of the movie, is still there. I think people wouldn't accept this show without it. The two leads don't add anything to the interpretations of their characters, anything that changes or enhances the way Patrick Swayze or Demi Moore portrayed them. The show ran for more than a year in London, but it closed on Broadway after just a few months in 2012. It's an enjoyable show, Tom, but I have to say, Ghost the Musical is far from haunting.
All right. It's at the Hippodrome Theater until Sunday, and theater critic J. Wynn Russick will be at the next shows at the Hippodrome and all other places around town. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tom. Boo!
You got me. For more information, come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around.